Hamza Yusuf says his family have been through a living nightmare. Meanwhile, Keir Starmer has again defended his stance on the war between Israel and Hamas. The Labour leader wants a humanitarian pause in the fighting rather than a ceasefire. Some of his shadow cabinet are unhappy with that, and two Labour council leaders have called on him to resign. But Keir says Israel has every right to protect itself following the attacks by Hamas last month.
To say to a sovereign country, when 200 of its civilians are being held hostage, that they must give up their right to self-defence, is not, for me, the correct position.
Separately, the Prime Minister says it would be provocative and disrespectful for pro-Palestinian protesters to demonstrate in central London on Armistice Day. Andy Hayes reports.
Rishi Sunak says there is a clear and present risk that the cenotaph and other war memorials could be desecrated. The PM says that would be an affront to the British public and the values we stand for. He says he's asked the Home Secretary to support the Met Police in doing everything necessary. Scotland Yard says protest organisers are planning a significant demonstration next Saturday, but are willing to avoid Whitehall, where the cenotaph is.
In other news, a boy's died and another child is in hospital after they were hit by a car in Essex. It happened in the village of Stock near Chelmsford this morning. A 23-year-old man has been arrested. A man known as the Somerset Gimp has been banned from dressing in a black gimp suit in public at night after police linked him to 25 incidents. Gardener Joshua Hunt has also been told he can no longer crawl on the ground outside. And the co-creator of hit TV crime drama Murder, She Wrote has died 1 year after its star Angela Lansbury. Peter S. Fisher was 88. He also worked on another successful crime show, Columbo. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howrigan.
Cheers, Tom.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon will be windy with sunny spells. As I say that, the sun is shining through the window here at Brentwood. Variable amounts of cloud and a few isolated showers moving in, most likely later in the day. Tonight we'll continue to see clouds and the odd shower become clear later, and winds will diminish to light. Oh, leading to a cool night, highs of 12 and overnight lows of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to a sunny afternoon here on Friday. Huge thank you to Patrick. We'll be having a chat with him in just a second. But we've got a packed show for you today here on Drive. One Hit Wonders back. Ellie Happel also will be joining us in the last hour. We'll be hearing from Xanthi Beerman as well in the first hour with her greatest hits just for you. But let's kick it off with Single Ladies. And we'll be straight back again with Patrick.
I'm a single lady. Can't be mad at me.
If you don't, you'll be alone. And like a ghost, I'll be gone.
All the single ladies.
That's Patrick.
Oh, yes.
Patrick, hello.
Hello, Joe.
It's a wonderful day. It's like summer again.
Suddenly it's come out very nice and sunny, and hopefully it's supposed to stay like this through until sunset just before seven tonight, so yeah. That'd be good.
But did you get much of the winds yesterday? Was it Kieran?
Sorry,
what was the storm called?
Oh, I can't remember what it was Kieran, called. But yeah, we did. I got quite a bit. Certainly, 2 o'clock in the morning. Actually, I woke up with what was the noise, and it was quite windy outside. And no actual structural damage or anything of that sort. But
not like 1987.
I remember 1987 very clearly, and trees being down. Now we're near where I lived. Yeah, absolutely.
I can remember being in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
Going over the bridge. I've still got this little bit of a cold, sorry. So
that's all right. So Michelle had one as well earlier on.
Yeah, no, we're all getting them. And I was having a kebab after a night out, and my salad flew off, and that's when I knew that there was something going on with the wind that we wasn't aware of.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that, I don't know why I'm sharing
I remember looking out the back window, waking up again in the night, and it was really, really rough. And we had a kind of tree called a roost tree. It was probably about 8 or 9 foot tall. And this tree was going completely from down to the ground on one side, and then across and down on the other side. It's unbelievable to kind of like see. And certainly around our way, there were lots of trees down and lots of problems and difficulties.
So
dreadful.
Sad when you see that.
And of course, when you saw what happened on the Channel Islands as well, there's a picture on little video on the BBC website of somebody's window being blown in. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You can't imagine it unless you're there, can you?
No, absolutely.
You might say batten down the hatches, but you don't think of doing things like that.
Indeed. But there we are. But
anyway, Patrick, do you remember? It was quite a few weeks ago now. We was talking about just highlighting a certain charity.
We were.
Do you remember? Was it back in the summer? I can't remember. But we've been such busy people.
We have been busy.
As well.
Absolutely. Lots goes on.
Yeah. So. I thought, right. I'm going to make sure that we do it today. We're just going to stand by what we said.
Absolutely.
So. I've got here in front of me a charity that I heard of quite recently. It was during a football match, actually.
Okay.
And they had a stall out there, and they was talking about the Craig Tyler Trust. Now, have you ever heard of them before? Well, they're a mental health support and suicide prevention charity. They've not been going for that long, actually. But they have a dropping centre as well for people that and their families that need help coping with sort of mental ill health and all that. So there's quite a few charities like that. Now, the thing for me as well that I like, because we've often talk, you and I, don't we, about how distressing, and wonder sometimes what's the point when we lose dear ones that are close to us. Talk about like people sometimes lose faith, and then you said, but it's about taking the positives out of it.
It is indeed.
And this is how the Craig Tyler Trust started, Patrick, because it was after a battle that they basically they got a tragic loss, basically, after a battle with mental health. Craig Tyler took his own life at a tender age of 22. It's nothing.
Oh, dear.
I know. So his family and friends wanted to make sure that anyone who needs support doesn't suffer in silence in future. And that's how this charity began.
Good.
It's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Wonderful thing to do something that can help other people from a tragedy of that sort.
Yeah, and it must have helped the family.
I'm sure it did.
Well.
Gave them a sense of purpose and significance to do something important in his memory.
Sure. And a lot of them, I'm sure, got the faith back as well with things like that. So anyway, so you can check them out, the Craig Tyler Trust. mentalhealth.co.uk. It is a men's mental health charity, but they will point you in other directions. They do allow people to come in with families as well that are also finding it difficult coping with a family member or friend. They also have drop-in centres as well. They've got a mobile unit as well where they visit all over Essex as well.
Right, OK. I was wondering where they were actually based, so yes.
So it's all over. So the best thing to do is to go to the craigtylertrust.co.uk. But our little chat will be up on the website later tonight with a link as well.
That sounds great.
So it's easy to point people in that right direction. Yeah. But it is a wonderful thing as a people that do things like that.
It is really that as a way of kind of like just helping the person, helping the memory of the person who's gone and trying to ensure that other people don't go down the same road. It's really important.
Yeah, and what you were talking about earlier actually with like Matthew Perry as well.
Absolutely.
The work that he'd done. That beautiful passage that you just read out.
Yeah. Well, again, very important that he felt that it was important to try and help people who had gone into the same situation that he was in. Yeah. And even though he thought it was difficult to help himself, he wanted to try and help others.
Yeah, that's amazing. Should we play it a quick song? Because otherwise we'll be talking for another hour.
Okay.
And then come back and we'll come back in a second. Oh. Feel It Still here on Phoenix FM. Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. They're doing more than you think, as always, is Patrick. Because not only do you do your 2 hours,
That's right.
You stick around, which is lovely.
Well, absolutely, have a little chat with you, and I always have a little chat with Michelle as well beforehand, as well. Yeah, absolutely. Make an afternoon of it.
How's Michelle anyway?
She's all right. She got a bit of a cold today, she was on good form as always today.
She's always a bundle of joy.
She is always a bundle of joy. Yeah. She was talking earlier on actually today about still having a paper diary. She still has a paper diary, and so do I still have a paper diary. And she was just saying about how a lot of her friends were sort of castigating her for still having one.
Yeah.
But she said, no, I'd just like to have a paper diary.
Yeah, but she hasn't got a quill. I bet she's not using a quill.
Well, probably not, you know. But
it would be nice though, wouldn't it? One of those old-fashioned
school desks.
Well, yeah, except, I mean, I actually do remember, you know, I'm not that old, but we used to in school, sort of like, I can remember with children making quills, pens, and cutting them, you know, and then using the ink and dipping them in. But it's terribly messy, actually, and you do see some ancient documents or some documents from, like, the 15, 1600s with ink blobs on them, because they're really difficult. It's really difficult.
Probably got the fingerprints
on
them.
It's just difficult to write with it, but there you go.
Oh, now that feels like a challenge. We'll have to bring in a quill each. I'm sure we can still buy them.
Well, you can just buy a feather, don't you? That's right. You just have to get a feather from somewhere,
there we go. Yes, the pigeons, be careful out there. Patrick's on his way out. Oh, no, that's a chicken, isn't it?
Well, I think chickens should be looked at as well, really, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, we do talk a lot of rubbish a lot of the time. Anyway, Patrick, listen, what are you up to this afternoon? The weekend?
We'll just have to. It's been one of those winkers, I think. Well, we'll just wait and see, really. Wait and see, particularly what's going on, some bits and pieces around. I think tomorrow, if it's a bit sunny, I might try and take myself out somewhere. I'd like to go. I don't live all that far from Hyde Hall, which is the gardens, it's always amazing this time of year with the leaves changing colour. So it's a bit late this year, but I might try to get up there before all the leaves drop off.
That'd be nice.
But we'll just wait and see how it all goes.
You're going to take your blower with you to help. We're supposed to be doing that now, getting rid of the leaves on the thing.
The autumn colours are always amazing, aren't they?
I think it's really nice just to get out and about in the autumn, because everyone thinks, oh, that's it, I want to go out now. But I think...
I think it's a beautiful time, actually. Really beautiful time. So I may be doing that.
Oh, excellent.
And, of course, looking forward to the show next week, because we have the Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Gooley, coming in, and she has an incredible backstory about her father having to leave Iran at the time of the revolution, and her life from then as a refugee into this country, to ending up as the Bishop of Chelmsford. It is quite a story.
Yeah, you've not got enough time for 2 hours.
Absolutely. I've said to her, you know, we can have 3 6-minute slots. You know, I said we'll do that with her, but we'll see how we go. We might extend it, because she will be fascinating on that, apart from also just kind of like talking about what does the Bishop of Chelmsford do.
Totally.
So it should be really interesting.
It really will. She needs her own podcast as well, by the sounds of it.
You can find things that she does do things on YouTube and things of that sort.
Amazing.
But she does.
I've got a couple of bits,
and she's written a great little book. There's a really great little book all about her experience, about her upbringing as well, which she's related at being a kind of clergy person like that, which is related to the words of Jesus on the cross. But it is just a brilliant little book as well, and she'll probably talk about that as well.
And that's next week, next Friday.
That is next Friday. Ooh. Absolutely.
Plug, plug, plug. Give me a fiver in a minute, can't you, Patrick? I'm going to play Happy Together.
The Turtles.
You like them, don't you?
Yeah, well, as I say, I saw them in Nashville as part of a 60s and 70s music review at the Grand Ole Opry a few years back. So, yeah.
Here we go, then.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
toss the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Right, Patrick's on his way out, so coming up to the travel news, we're going to have Jessie J with Domino. See you later, Patrick.
See ya, bye-bye.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, in Chelmsford Parkway, it is slow-moving traffic outbound towards the Army and Navy roundabout. In Chelmsford, still slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And Westway A1016, slow-moving traffic between Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. Now, in Braintree, A120 slow southbound at A131 at Marks Farm roundabout to Galley's roundabout. About 10 minutes travel time now. A132 Golden, Jubilee and Neverden Road. Slow southbound towards the A127. In Billericay, slow moving traffic on South End Road, northbound that is, between Noak Hill Road and the High Street. At Ingerstone, slow moving traffic on the High Street towards Stock Lane. In Rayleigh, slow moving traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. In Thundersley, there's slow moving traffic in Rayleigh Road. This is northbound between the Dawes Heath Road and the Rayleigh Weir Interchange. On the Ongar Road, going up to Wilson's Corner, is very sticky there. There's long queues there at the moment. B1007 Stock Road in Stock has been closed in both directions between the High Street and Honeypot Lane after an accident. School Lane is also closed. Delays on all the approaches there. And M11, both directions, slow moving traffic between Junction 7 and Junction 6 on the M25. Now, the rail is looking okay for you, but let me just have a look at the tubes. Well, the underground station is closed on the Southern line and the Piccadilly line at Holborn due to a fire alert. On the Circle line, that's anti-clockwise. Underground station is closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. And trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line, also westbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. And Elizabeth line, severe delays on the Elizabeth line, London Paddington and Heathrow Terminal 5, and between London Paddington and Reading. There's also minor delays between Abbey Wood and London Paddington, all due to problems with signals at West Drayton. So do check with the provider there if you're travelling anywhere near on the Elizabeth line. There'll be more updates from me in an hour.
The water.
Next, we've got the brand new track from Duran Duran with Black Moonlight. But after that, we will be hearing from Xanthi Behrman. Yes, it's her greatest pick, just for you.
Xanthi Behrman from Greaties. How on earth are we in November already? Well, my drive time choice for you this week is the lead track from the number one album from this week in 1981. It's You Drive Me Crazy by Shakin' Stevens.
You
Xanthi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mel and Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so you can hear Xanthi this Sunday, 8 p.m. Cheers for that, Xanthi. Because Shakin' Stevens, it's normally Green Door. Yeah, you never hear You Drive Me Crazy, so thanks for that one. Now, though, the problem is she's put me in mood for more 80s. So, fancy a bit of Altered Images. In as much as we possibly can for this show. We've got another 2 hours and 15 minutes left, but we'll be hearing from Ali Coker around 4:30, around that time, depending on the technical ability of us using Zoom, to find out what's going to be going on the head of the weekend's women's football fixtures. So we'll be talking about that. It's only about a 5 minute chat, but always great to catch up with Ali, and so insightful. So whether you know anything about football or women's football especially, this might entice you to go along and watch a match this weekend. You never know. We've also got One Hit Wonders coming up. We've got a brilliant chart coming up as well. Top 40 chart from 1992. I still don't know which ones to pick. So if you want to have a look at the top 40 chart from 1992 and you think, oh, I want Joe to play that one, well, I'll do that for you. I will play it on there and we'll lock it in and I'll play it. And that'll be on the second hour as well. But coming up after the break, we are going to listen to S Club 7 and Reach.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
afternoon here on Friday. Oh, it's looking a bit dark outside, but I still forget that, of course, the nights are drawing in now, aren't they, as well? But it's still bright here in the studio. It is so bright, actually. I feel like I need some sunglasses. I'm sure it's got brighter in here. Anyway, if you would like a request, any request, you can get hold of us at phoenixfm.com or on my social media at Joe Bailey Music. Now, Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, right? I never know how to say right at the end there.
Haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up. And you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertone. And I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address. And I know we're done, I know we're through, but God, when I look at you, my brain goes, oh. Bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, whatever. Yes, I know that he's there. We couldn't have only seen him as a friend. The biggest lie I ever said.
Show, the best way to start your Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a great show, that. Listening on the weekend, obviously on Sunday. I'll be throwing a few more promos out as well, because there's so much goes on at the weekend. I don't want you to miss out. Now, it's Robert Miles' birthday. Yeah, musician, he's a producer, composer, does everything. He's a DJ as well, still, I believe. And he was actually born this day in 1969. Yes, it was, 1969. But this is a UK number 2 single, Children. forgot how good that was. Robert Miles with Children there. Now, in the second hour on Drive, we'll be hearing from Ali Heppel, podcast host of The Wusso Show. Three tracks as well we've got from the top 40 of a brilliant year, 1992. There's so many to pick out. We've got tracks as well from the 70s to now. Got so much to fit in. But taking us up to the top of the hour, I'm going to let you listen for the first time to Friday's Guess the Intro, and I'll see you the other side of the news.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.